Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the title setting board pursuant to Article 40 of Title 1, Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is March 22, 2006, and the time is 3:11 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. For the record, the title setting board today consists of myself. I'm Bill Hobbs, Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm here on behalf of Secretary of State Gigi Dennis. To my left is Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. This is a special meeting to complete title setting for 2005-2006, number 87. At the last regularly scheduled meeting of the board adopted titles except for the amount of the annual increase in new taxes, which Tabor requires the board to insert. We left that blank. So the purpose of today's meeting is to fill in that amount. In the meantime, we have I requested from the Office of State Planning and Budgeting a fiscal analysis so that the board would have some guidance on what the annual increase would be. A copy of that analysis is on the table by the back door. I also want to note, because at least one question came into the Secretary of State's office about the form of the ballot titles, the titles as drafted by the board are in lowercase. My understanding is that Tabor requires that when the measures are placed on the ballot, that they be in all capitals. However, the custom of the board is to work on the titles in lowercase, and then the Secretary of State has an election rule that does require that the titles as they appear on the ballot will be in all capitals, and that's Election Rule 10. So we'll continue the custom of looking at the titles in lowercase. Let's turn then to the question of, really, it's a question of filling in the blank in the titles that the title board previously set. There is a sign-up sheet that we put by the back door for anybody who wishes to testify. Let me first, if I could, hear from the proponents if they have any comments about the fiscal analysis from the Office of State Planning and Budgeting, if they wish to provide any comment. Is there any comment from the proponents? No? Okay. And then from others who may be interested, anybody else wish to comment on the fiscal analysis? Mr. Gessler, if you'll identify yourself for the record.
My name is Scott Gessler from the law firm Hagstaff Gessler, LLC. I represent Stan Dempsey and the Colorado Petroleum Association. I'm unsure of the methodology that the board plans on using, so if I may reserve comments until after I better understand that, I would appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Really, and I think our practice has been that, of course, anybody could provide information to the board on what Tabor information needs to be inserted into the titles. But like I said, it's been the custom to request a specific fiscal estimate from the OSPB. So let's turn then to board discussion. We do have a fiscal analysis dated March 20th that was received by the Secretary of State's office today. My understanding is that the total amount of the tax increase, the annual amount, is in the table on the bottom of the, towards the bottom or the middle of the second page. The last row provides the FY total, and there's a total for the current fiscal year, the next fiscal year, and then 2007-2008, and the total for that fiscal year being 61.8, and OSPB did clarify for me that that's $61.8 million as the annual increase for that particular tax year. And it seems to me that In looking at Tabor, in section 23C, which is the requirement that we're trying to follow here, the ballot titles are required to begin, shall state or district taxes be increased? And then I'm sort of skipping over, but it does say full fiscal year dollar increase, or first or if phased in, final full fiscal year dollar increase annually, ... So I believe, and subject to Ms. Eubanks, who's more of an expert, who is an expert in this, and I'm not, that I think we need to look to the first fiscal year for which the tax increase would be in effect. And since the measure would be on the ballot in November of 2006, it would likely take effect in December or January, which would be roughly midway through the 06-07 fiscal year. Therefore, I believe the first full fiscal year would be 07-08. So it strikes me that, based on my limited knowledge here, that the number to focus on is the $61.8 million. But Ms. Eubanks, what's your understanding?
I think my understanding is the same as yours. Although the measure itself doesn't have an effective date for the imposition of the new tax, as you explained, the measure would, if approved by voters, would take effect upon the governor's proclamation, and just as a matter of past practice, that usually occurs late December, early January. So I agree with you that even though the tax would take effect in the 06-07 fiscal year, that the first full fiscal year for which I believe Tabor requires the estimate for the title to include would be the 07-08. And so I mean, reading your chart, the chart from OSPB, I agree with you that it seems to be their estimate to be $61.8 million.
I think I'll just go ahead and make a motion for the sake of discussion here that that, and Ceci's going to is projecting the titles on the screen, but in the first line where the blank appears, I would move that we strike the blank and substitute in figures $61,800,000 with a dollar sign. So that the first line would read, state taxes shall be increased by $61,800,000 annually by the imposition of a new tax, et cetera. Is there a second to that motion?
I second your motion.
Is there any discussion? Anyone wish to comment from the public? Mr. Gessler?
This is Scott Gessler. I don't have any comments.
Thank you. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye. 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 All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. I would like to make one other change to the titles, and this is really just a correction, I think. So even though I had indicated that the scope of today's meeting is to fill in that blank, it was pointed out to me that we left something out in the ballot title and submission clause. Ceci, if we could skip down to right there, I think probably will work. I believe the beginning of the ballot title and submission clause, when we put the titles in the form of a question, we always just simply copy that, you know, copy what we said as the title, and then we put that in the ballot title and submission clause. And I think something got lost that I didn't catch last time. It starts out correctly, I think. Shall state taxes be increased by $61,800,000 now? $800,000 annually by the imposition of a new tax on oil and natural gas. Ceci, did you put the shall in there?
I think I did.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry.
The titles as set by the board, what I was getting to last time, we did not, as we sent them out, put that shall, that left that shall out that's in line 21. I didn't realize, Ceci, that you already had that back in there. But just to make that a matter of record, and it was in the staff draft that the board looked at last time. In other words, shall needed to be there twice. But the official results that I think we sent out dropped the second shall. So it just said, in line 21, it just said, and debt be increased. So I just want to firm up that there should be, there's really two questions there. Shall state taxes be increased by a certain amount, and shall state debt be increased? So just to make sure that we followed everything correctly, even though I think that's what we did last time, I'd like to just go ahead and move that correction to the ballot title and submission clause.
And I would second that correction.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. And I don't have, I'm not aware of any other changes that we should consider at this time. I think the, as I announced at the last meeting, I think the intention would be we can adopt, and I'll accept a motion here shortly to adopt the titles then as amended. That'll become board action, and then anyone who wishes, who disagrees or is dissatisfied with the board's action would have 7 days from today to file a motion for rehearing. That would be by March 29th, and then any motion for rehearing would be heard at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the title board, which will be April 5th. Ms. Eubanks?
So I would move that the title board adopt, I guess, the draft as it has been amended now with the fiscal impact and with the correction in the ballot title and submission clause.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0, and I think that completes action on number 87, and that's our agenda for today. So I think that is the end of our agenda, and we are adjourned. The time is 3:23 p.m. Thank you.